This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum everybody. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome to our little mini-series on managing our disagreements. Inshallah, we will cover a bit about where disagreements come from, where our hearts should be regarding them, and where our minds should be in terms of the way out of them, the mechanics on managing them in a way that is pleasing to Allah and His Messenger and unifying as best as possible the ranks of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this first episode, I just want to talk about the phenomenon of disunity to begin with. And this is a wide phenomenon that happens on many different levels. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. If Allah wanted, He would have made all of humanity a single community. He says, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. And they will never stop differing. They will never stop disagreeing. They will never stop disuniting. All of those apply. It happens on various levels. They will never stop. Except those whom Allah shows mercy to. And that is why He created them. What does this mean? Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he mentions both meanings apply here. He created them so that ultimately they would differ, meaning He created them while knowing that they were bound for differing, meaning to examine how they would react to the disagreements, the differing, the disunity, the divisions. And He created them to show them mercy. And so this is all part of either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cosmic plan, His creative will, if you will. He willed to create it this way. And also, it tells us about Allah's prescriptive will. He prescribed for us His mercy. And so this is our starting point. We don't want to have unreasonable expectations. Differing is going to happen. But in the middle of this differing, we want to be of those whom... إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, right? Except those whom your Lord shows mercy to. We want to be recipients of His mercy in this differing. And we want also for people this same mercy from Allah in the midst of the disagreements. And that is starting off on the right foot, starting off with your heart in the right place. You know, there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim where Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once came from Al-Aliya, a place in Medina, and he entered the masjid known as the Masjid of Banu Muawiyah. It was the neighborhood that housed that family, and so that was their masjid. This masjid exists today in Medina. It's called Masjid al-Ijaba, the Masjid of Response. It's where Allah responded to certain dua supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith is actually telling that story. So it says he prayed two rak'ahs alayhi salatu wasalam upon entering this masjid of Banu Muawiyah, and then he raised his hands to the skies and he made long dua, long supplication. And then he turned to the Sahaba and he explained. He said, I asked my Lord to not destroy my ummah, not to allow my ummah to be destroyed bi'aduwi min siwa anfusihim, by an external threat, an external enemy. فَأَعْطَانِيهَا, and Allah promised me that. And I asked my Lord, أَلَّا يُهْلِكَ أُمَّتِي بِسَنَةٍ عَامَّةٍ, to not eradicate my ummah by some widespread epidemic. فَأَعْطَانِيهَا, He promised me that. وَسَأَلْتُهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ بَأْسَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ, and I asked Him that He not allow their hostility to be against each other. Aggression, hostility against one another. فَمَنَعْنِيهَا, Allah withheld that one from me. So that is our destiny. Does not mean it's something dear to Allah. It means we have to actively work to be the exception of this phenomenon that will exist, unfortunately, even within this ummah until the end of time on so many different fronts. And so he says he withheld that one from me. And he revealed to me that they will differ and dispute and fight to the point that they will take arms against one another and take one another as captives. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the sword is pulled out in my ummah, it will not be sheathed again. Violence even against each other, right? It will not be sheathed again until the day of judgment. And so it is this inevitable, yes. But at the same time, notice that the Prophet ﷺ asked Allah for otherwise, meaning we are not supposed to be indifferent towards it. We should be bothered by it. We should be concerned about it. We should be working towards mitigating it as best we can. We should be making dua, also this hadith shows us, for the unity of this ummah. So let that be our start point, inshallah azza wa jal, and then we will build on the causes of disunity in our coming episodes, inshallah ta'ala. JazakAllahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.